This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 134 for Friday, November 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Friday as investors adjusted positions ahead of the weekend. Canola was down $2 to more than $4, January down $4.50 at $545.90 per ton. After nearing major chart resistance in early activity, that initial buying gave way to speculative profit-taking, with long liquidation a feature. A soft tone in Chicago soybeans and soy oil throughout the day, along with gains in the Canadian dollar, contributed to the losses. The Canadian dollar has climbed by nearly 2 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week. That cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive. However, export demand did remain solid in the latest weekly Canadian Grain Commission data, with total canola exports to date of 3.1 million tons, running about a million tons ahead of last year's pace. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed while corn and wheat were both lower. Soybeans traded to both sides of unchanged, but the bias was lower in the most active front months as prices backed away from the four-year highs hit yesterday. January down 2 cents at $11.01 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning and an additional 272,000 tons to other unknown destinations. Recent rainfall in Brazil has taken some of the weather premium out of the market, but many areas remain on the dry side and more moisture will be needed for crops in the South American country going forward. Positioning ahead of next week's monthly USDA supply-demand report accounted for some of the activity. Corn futures, they were also seeing some consolidation ahead of the weekend. December down 2.5 cents at 406.75. The USDA announced export sales of 207,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Increasing COVID-19-related restrictions around the world were somewhat bearish amid expectations for declining fuel demand, including ethanol. Wheat futures are lower across the board, retreating from early gains, with a lack of any fresh supportive weather news around the world behind some of the selling. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3.5 cents in December at 557.5 per bushel. Kansas City down 7.75 cents at 555 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 7 cents in December at 602 per bushel. French farmers made good progress seeding their winter wheat over the past week with 76% of intended acres in the ground. That's up 10 points from the previous week. All eyes in the grain markets remained on the U.S. presidential election results, with Joe Biden pulling ahead of Donald Trump in a number of key states. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, November 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.